All right, and joining us here in the media center here at Texas Motorplex is your Pro Stock Motorcycle winner, Richard Gadsden, who picked up his fourth win of the season, defeating teammate Braden Davis in the final round with a run of 6.796 at 200 miles an hour. His first career win at Dallas, second win here in the countdown to the championship, extending your points lead. And Richard, just kind of almost a flawless weekend for you and this team. And I know we've talked a lot about just kind of the trials and tribulations of last year and the ups and downs, and feels like that kind of paved the way for success this year and kind of the success here in the countdown and just kind of what you're able to accomplish right now.
Yeah, it gets you, you know, I guess it depends on what you're made of. You know, it could it could break you down or it can motivate you, depends. And it had me I'm extremely motivated right now. I feel like I got a point to prove. I feel like I have something to prove. Now, not to anybody but myself, and I think Eddie's on board, same thing. What a lot of people don't know is my first NHRA race, a buddy of mine named James Johnson let me put together a motorcycle myself. Mm-hmm. I brought it out here myself, tuned it, rode it, did everything to it, and I qualified ninth. I think I qualified ninth or maybe 12th, I can't remember. I was ninth after first round. Okay. I lost to Joey Gladstone first round, almost hit the wall. The very next year I came to Dallas, I never made it out of the burnout box. Mm-hmm. On the same motorcycle. We had nothing but trouble. And that was my weekend that I auditioned for Vance and Hines. That was when it all started, right here at Dallas, Stampede of Speed. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't been a good racetrack to me. And Andrew and Eddie, they still believed in me. I remember Terry Vance walked on my trailer and he says, "Are you gonna get this thing down the racetrack or are you gonna keep shit in the bed?" But that's what Terry Vance, the first words he ever spoke to me was that. So, you know, needless to say, my nerves were pretty rattled. But, you know, for them to believe in me and still put me in a position to do this and me to be able to bring home a win for them today, this is really cool. I know the first win is supposed to be the sweetest one, but they just seem to keep getting sweeter. So we'll see what's up.
When you look at just the point of the season we're at, you dial up perfect weekends, you know, you qualify number one and go on to win the race. I mean, this has got to be kind of how you draw it up, right?
Yeah, you know, it's like you watch this happen for other people so much, and you can want it for yourself all you can think about it and want it for yourself, but you know, I try to live in the moment. I try to remember, like, this is the stuff you watch Gage do. This is the stuff you watch Andrew, Eddie do. And you're doing it right now. Like, and just try to be present mentally in that moment. Be present in mind and just say you're living that dream. Number one qualifier, won the battle of the saddle, won the race. I woke up this morning and said, it's going to be a long day. I looked at the ladder and I know what everybody's equipped with. I know everybody's tough right now. And said, it's going to be a long day. So, I'm just trying to keep my foot on the gas and hold on for dear life.
You mentioned the previous struggles here. Like, I guess, take us through what was going through your mind when you knew, like, you finally got that monkey off your back. Did you let off a sigh? Like what was going through your mind in that
moment? A lot of stuff. Really, mostly right now, I'm counting points. It's a numbers game right now. Mostly, I'm, like, slowing down and shut down. I'm trying to add up. I'm like, okay, Gage lost in semis. Man, lost in semis. That puts me the... It's a math equation right now for me. These two races that are left, Pomona being points and a half, I'm not taking nothing for granted. By no means do I have this sewed up. Everybody's kind of like already congratulating me. This ain't over yet. And I'm gonna be just as intense the next two as I am this weekend. So got a job to do, got a job to finish.
So you've been bringing out Big Brothers, Big Sisters. This weekend was the sixth race that you've had them out, and you've had success in lots of different ways. Race wins, two fast, two tasty wins, number one qualifiers. What does it mean to you to have them see you succeed at this level, knowing that you were once in their position as a kid?
I hope it just sticks for them. I hope they understand what they're seeing. I hope they take the words I'm saying to them and actually soak them in and understand that I was just one of them and I'm out here doing what I'm doing, winning races. You know, I call them my good luck charms. I know they don't know what I'm talking about because each group is new. This is their first time or whatever, but every time they're out here, I don't know if it's the universe, if it's just good luck coming my way, it's God. Every time I do that and bring those kids out here, I win, qualify number one, win the shootout, or I do something big in front of them. So just happy to kind of, I guess you'd say, you can talk all you want, but happy to put action with those words for the kids.
Yeah, Richard, John Sturban with Race Day San Antonio. You had a perfect weekend, and we watched Gage red light. How rare is that, and how did that, you know, just change the way you went down the track?
Extremely rare. He's usually a flawless rider. You usually have to outrun him. But right now, the way I look at stuff like that, like when I see that happen, I just say I have to capitalize. It changes your mindset to these moments. Like if he red lights and I lose the same round, it's a wash. It does nothing. I have to capitalize on these moments. I have to take advantage of any daylight that I can get, because that's how tight this championship battle is going to be. That's how tight this field is right now. You know, Matt, same deal. If I can just be there to capitalize on those guys' mistakes, it's a big help for me in this points battle. So that's the only thing I was thinking about, is just capitalize.
Obviously, you know, Gage going out in semifinals help you points-wise, but kind of out of the frying pan into the fire with Brayden in the final. He's like you were not long ago, looking for that first win, hungry. Talk about what you thought about going against him.
I actually was pretty calm going against him, because I think between the Too Fast, Too Tasty challenge, final in Virginia, and every time we've raced in eliminations, I think my worst light against him was 0-12. So I always race him good, but I was calm because it was already a good day. Like you kind of try to find, everybody plays mental games with themselves differently. For me, I just said, it's already a good day. It's already a good points day. And I'm playing the numbers. He's beat me 3 times up until now. He can't keep beating me. He can't keep doing it. If I keep doing my job, one of these times, it's gotta swing my way. The law of averages says that, right? So that's what I was doing. I just said, you know what it is, what it is. I'm gonna pop the clutch, cut a good light. One of these times, I gotta beat him down there. And today was that day, so.
Now that you've officially got a cowboy hat on your head,
oh,
might be time for another yeehaw there.
Oh my goodness, you are terrible. Not really good at the yeehaws, but yeehaw. she's persuasive.
Congratulations, Richard, your personal motorcycle wearer here in Dallas.
Thank you, man, appreciate it.